Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show for those interested in the big and bizarre moments of history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're looking at the greatest April Fool's prank in Alaskan history, the phony eruption of Mount Edgecombe. The day was April 1st, 1974. Residents of Sitka, Alaska, were fooled into thinking that a nearby volcano was about to erupt. They awoke that morning to the terrifying sight of black smoke spewing from the top of Mount Edgecombe. The dormant volcano hadn't erupted for more than 4,000 years, but it seemed to have stirred to life overnight. That was a frightening prospect for the 7,000 or so townspeople who were situated just 13 miles away from the 3,200-foot-tall volcano. But luckily for them, the whole thing turned out to be an elaborate April Fool's prank. The architect of the hoax was 50-year-old Oliver Porky Bakar. He was a World War II veteran from Washington State who had moved to Alaska with his wife and three children in 1960. A logger by trade, Porky eventually opened his own business in Sitka, selling and servicing logging equipment. He also took part in the annual All-Alaska Logging Championship, where his specialty was cutting a tree so that it fell smack dab on a target, usually a hard hat. Porky's knack for showmanship extended to his role as Sitka's resident practical joker. Even before faking a volcanic eruption, Porky pulled off such stunts as using a backhoe to drop an entire tree on his friend's driveway and setting up plastic flamingos and trees along the coastline as a way to confuse passing tour boats on the lookout for wildlife. Porky knew that the volcano prank would be his magnum opus, so he took his time planning it to make sure everything went off just right. He first came up with the idea in 1971, and then spent the next 3 years gathering materials and waiting for an April Fool's Day with bright, clear skies. Finally, on the morning of April 1st, 1974, Porky looked out the window and saw Mount Edgecombe towering in the distance, clear as day. He told his wife, Patty, "This is it. I have to go do it today." To which she smiled and replied, quote, "Just don't make an ass of yourself." Although Porky had amassed all the materials needed to stage an eruption, he hadn't chartered a helicopter to fly it all over to the crater. He spent the early morning calling one chopper pilot after another, but all of them turned down the job once they heard what Porky was planning. The last name on his list was Earl Walker, way over in Petersburg. Thankfully, the pilot had a good sense of humor and agreed to fly over as soon as the morning fog in his area had lifted. That gave Porky some time to assemble his supplies. He had stockpiled 70 or so old car tires for the occasion, and with the help of three friends, Harry Sulcer, Ken Steadman, and Larry Nelson, he loaded all of them into two large canvas slings. When Earl Walker arrived, they attached one of the slings to a hook on the bottom of his chopper. Then, all the men piled inside with the rest of their gear. A few cans of black spray paint, several gallons of kerosene, a mountain of rags, and about a dozen smoke bombs. Within minutes, they had flown across the sound that separates Sitka from the small island where Mount Edgecumbe sits. They dropped the first load of tires at the crater, and Porky stayed behind while the chopper went back for the second load. In the meantime, the prankster got to work stomping a message into the snow around the volcano's rim. He carved out the words April Fool in 50-foot letters and then traced over them with black spray paint. When the rest of the crew returned, the men stacked up the tires, lit them on fire, and headed home. In an impressive show of discretion, Porky had already notified the Sitka police and fire departments about the prank. He had also notified the Federal Aviation Administration, which had granted the helicopter clearance to approach the volcano. In fact, the air traffic controller even complimented the men's work, telling them, quote, "The son of a gun looks fantastic." Unfortunately, Porky forgot to notify the Coast Guard. So when panicked residents began reporting a thick bloom of black smoke pouring out of the crater, the Coast Guard commander sent a helicopter and a whaleboat to investigate. The chopper pilot flew in close for a better look and then radioed back to base to say it was just a false alarm. There was no sign of volcanic activity whatsoever, just 100 or so burning tires and a message reading April Fool. The Sitka radio station and emergency dispatches were flooded with calls throughout the day, but when residents found out it was all a big joke, they took the news surprisingly well. Most people thought the prank was hilarious, and Alaska Airlines even diverted a few of its flights that day so that passengers could see the faux eruption for themselves. Not long after, the story was picked up by the Associated Press and reported in newspapers all over the world. The stunt brought Porky a lot of attention, including from the Admiral of the Alaskan Coast Guard, who thought the prank was brilliant. But Porky's favorite response by far was said to have come from a Denver lawyer some 6 years later. In the wake of the catastrophic eruption of Mount St. Helens in Washington State, the man had sent Porky a news clipping of the event, along with a note saying, "This time, you've gone too far." Oliver Porky Bakar passed away on August 11, 2003, at the age of 79. His legendary prank has ensured that Alaskans won't forget his name anytime soon, and according to recent reports from the Alaska Volcano Observatory, his prank may take on new relevance in the not-too-distant future. That's because in 2023, preliminary measurements showed magma moving deep below the Mount Edgecumbe volcano. The activity was significant enough for the observatory to raise the volcano's threat level to high risk. That doesn't mean the volcano will erupt anytime soon, or even at all. And of course, if it were to erupt, there would be plenty of time to issue warnings in advance. But because of Porky's prank, you have to wonder how many people would actually believe them. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Casby Bias for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.